Now, there has been a lot of interest in autism and its link to the mirror system, but so far studies are really a bit conflicting. There is some very nice evidence that kids of about 10 years with autism seem to recruit their own premotor cortex less while they're seeing the emotions of other people. But newer studies show, for instance, that some adults actually activate their own premotor cortex even more when they have autism than if they don't. So we're still trying to understand where the link exactly is. I think it's going to continue to be an interesting topic in autism, but right now it would seem certainly simplified to say that autism is simply a broken mirror system. It seems to be more complex than that. And the questions that are more interesting now is to understand under what circumstances and what subtype maybe of autism may have problems in the mirror system.